snake. All right, let's get down to business. Corby went on a field trip yesterday, the best kind of field trip.
I don't know where it ranks. You know, if you're lucky enough to go to one of these events, I would assume that it ranks pretty high. But I went back in 94 to a couple of games, and honestly, I don't even really remember much of it, except it was just hot. And I certainly wasn't, like, way into it. We got the invitation. You know, you could buy a pass. Did you know this? You could have bought a pass to go to, like, 5 World Cup games for $300.
Dang.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's crazy back then. And I do think that social media has helped this out a lot. Just from the sheer standpoint of you're seeing different cultures, you're seeing different people, and they're all talking about their experiences, and you're getting to know these cultures just on social media. Honestly, it's like the best thing that's ever happened to social media. This is the perfect avenue for social media. The World Cup and sharing things and sharing experiences.
I mean, it cuts both ways, right? It amplifies cool things, but it also amplifies horrible things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you get great results, and you also get people thinking that, like we said yesterday, every person in America is this way that I saw on this video.
Right.
You know, so it cuts both ways. You're probably right, but I wonder about the net effects.
Well, Sweden and Japan played yesterday at 6 o'clock, and me and my foursome, consisting of Cam and Mike and my new Mexican friend, Robbie, who I don't know what. I don't know.
Roberto?
Roberto, yes.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was Roberto.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if Roberto is my best friend, but he might be. We had an instant man connection. And it was.
We Did he bring the gummies?
No. No.
Bro, I love you.
Oh, wow, man.
But he's a great dude. Lives in Monterey. He is. He went to the first game to the opener, and he's going to go to hopefully, if they play England in the quarters, he will be there.
Baller.
Azteca. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
That sounds like a hot day.
But it was a great day. We got lucky with a cloud cover. We went out there really early. We were there by 2:15 or something like that.
That's
for
the
a
way
6
to do
p.m.
it.
Kick.
You want to soak it all in.
Absolutely. We walked around. We got dumped off at Texas Live, and we walked around. We went in, and for those wanting to know, it's a $30 entry fee to Texas Live at any point during the day. So I don't know who came up with that idea, but it's freaking packed at 2 in the afternoon, and I would assume that just continues throughout the day because we're paying $30. And so are 1,000 other people, and then they all leave to go to the game, and they get a fresh new crop. And I'm like, dude, how much is this place making? How much are the Rangers? This is a lot of dough.
But then all the food and drink inside is free, right?
If you like $20 beers, yeah, then it's absolutely free.
It is genius, though, to have sort of a air-conditioned place to recover and then get back out there.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Were there ins and outs, or you have to pay $30 every time you go in there?
Your $30 got you in for the entire day.
So you get a wristband or a stamp or something?
Yeah, you get a wristband, and you can just come back whenever you please if it's not, like, sold out or whatever.
Right, if they're not at capacity, then
exactly.
It's like one in, one out.
Yeah, yeah. But it was great being in there. We chose to support Sweden for no reason at all. Like, I think you went in there last time against Japan, and you were like, I'm going to root for the Dutch. I don't know if you wore any colors or anything.
I did. I bought a Netherlands shirt, and it's all in honor of Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, we did because one of my good friends lives here in Dallas, Per Magnus. Call him PM. But Per Magnus is from Sweden. And we go back and forth on Swedish stuff all the time. His kids are my kids' age, and so we've known him forever. And so when I learned that I was going to this game, I was so excited. So reached out to Per Magnus. I'm like, dude, let's meet up. Let's go. I wanted to do the whole Swedish thing. You're in charge, you know. And I was super stoked to go hang out with him and his culture and all that. And he called me back and he goes, yeah, I'm going to be in Sweden for this game. I'm like, what? Sweden is here in your backyard and you're going to be over there. He's like, I can't get out of it. It's a long story. I'm like, dude. So he gave me, though, his Sweden kit, his jersey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from circa, like, and multiple people from Sweden.
Did you go full kit?
No, I did not. Shin guards and everything. Multiple people from Sweden came up to me before the game and during the game, and they go, "Where'd you get that?" And I'm like, "A buddy of mine." Well, first off, they walk up to you and they start speaking.
They think you're Swedish because
yes.
you're so legit with your
yes.
your vintage kit.
And I'm like, "Look, I know I look Swedish, but I'm not. Thank you."
The bikini team walk up.
There's no bikini team, and so they're like, "Well, where'd you get that?" I go, "Well, my buddy." And so they all said the same thing. That's a jersey from like 03 to 08. Very specific. I was like, okay, cool. And they're getting pictures with it. Like, I was like a rock star. It was cool. But you get, as you know, Bob.
Mark that, by the way.
Yeah, what was it like to be a rock star for once?
Shut up.
Yeah, what was Good it stuff, like to Corby. Pose for pictures with people?
I hate everybody.
So people knew who you were, huh?
Hey, Janet. Dude, going in there, into that stadium, and seeing that stadium, unrecognizable, as you saw on TV and you've seen on TV. It's not the same place. It's just not. And having been to...
It's sanitized.
Yeah, having been to all the football games there, college, pro, you know, all of it, concerts, everything... It is the cleanest that place has ever looked from sight. It is the coolest it's ever looked by a country mile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, oddly enough, in a sport that is known for its hooliganism, it is the safest I've ever felt. Not that I've ever felt like I'm in danger or anything, but it's the communal vibes inside of there are indescribable. Outside the stadium, inside the stadium. Access, by the way, getting in there and out of there, way easier than any football game.
I agree.
I couldn't believe it.
Logistically, it's sorted out really well, and I suppose the price of entry would probably suggest that the only people in there are people that are not looking for trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to get kicked out when you've paid $2,000 for a ticket.
But I mean, okay, so the Japanese fans.
Whoa.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Curtains yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah
you got to see
the debut of curtains.
Yeah, they had the curtains up.
Probably shouldn't fall in love with them, but.
No, they look good.
Yeah.
But even the screen prints that they have on the outside that do the curtains jobs, they look super cool. The stadium just looks great from the outside. Totally different. Again, the vibe totally different. And we sat in a predominantly Japanese section.
Whoa.
I think you did too. Did you not?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're wearing our Swedish gear, all of us. And it took about 15, 20 minutes before I realized I really like these Japanese folks. And I really am kind of rooting for them. And I... Maybe then at that point just wanted it to be a really good game. And I wanted these Japanese people who were going nuts the entire game. I wanted them to be happy. Yeah.
Did you bounce that off of them?
I did not try to speak their language with ha chika pata wuta hina na. No, I did not. But yeah, dude.
They're great, right?
They are the greatest people ever. And I almost wish I didn't know the bit of the trash bags. Going into it, like, what is going on here? What are they doing? Because,
yeah,
of course...
The reveal in real time was great.
Yeah, like, to see the aftermath of an entire section of thousands of Japanese folks cleaning the stadium was one of the most heartwarming things ever.
As you tump over your popcorn and just shake it out on
right,
the stairs.
You can clean that up? Clean that up, too. Kicking over beers.
You were like the lady at the Knicks parade. Just jumping out of the trash can.
Yeah, yeah.
DEI this, Japan.
Okay. That culture is incredible. Those people are incredible. They really are. That is a top-notch group of people and fans. They're so nice.
Honestly, you're not lying.
Like, it's unbelievable. Okay, so Japan scores. It's just a sea of madness.
Couple of sweet goals, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Sweden scores really soon after that on a badass goal. The Japanese guy next to me turns to all of us to high-five us. And as my Mexican friend said, he goes, dude, you try that at a game in Mexico, you're going to get stabbed. Like,
he ain't lying.
Like, it's, they're so nice. And you want nothing but good things for them.
So they're not bagging their urine to throw it on the field?
They are not. They're not. They're just fans. And you can tell it comes from a very pure, very real place. Same with the Swedes, though. It's not like, you know, they're playing second fiddle. They were great the whole time, too. And there is just something about this event that it just brings joy. And it again, if you've not been to one of the games and you haven't seen it, it's hard to really tell the story and it's hard to really quantify or hard for it to make sense. But it's there. It is a place of joy. Everyone is happy.
Yeah, I think there's something to almost feeling like you're representing your nation. And so, boy, we're seeing everyone. We need to represent and be great and be wonderful people. It's
and show spirit and sing
yeah,
and cheer.
There's something interesting about it that I wasn't prepared for.
No, not at all. And like you go to a college football game and you go on the road. And, you know, I've done this Notre Dame, Aggieland, all of it, where the fans are so nice. And because to the opposing team.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit now.
Yeah. Well, in College Station they are, but in Baton
well,
Rouge
yeah,
they're
yeah,
not.
There's a, yeah, you hear horror stories. But in general, they are. They're really nice people when you're on the road. It may get a little different after the game, a little sketchy when you're, you know, 18 beers in and yep. You lost the game. But none of that. There is it, these people. It's just a common sense of win or lose. You're in such a great mood, and it's so cool to be around these other cultures. It really is,
mm-hmm.
And to talk to these people, which I did a ton. We'll play some audio next. Like to hear their stories and to hear what they're doing in our town. And again, it's all over social media, but to actually see it and to. You know, live with it for 6 or 7 or 8 hours, however long we were there. It's just one of those things. I don't know where to rank it, but I can't express how fun it was just to be there, just to be in it all. And the thing is, with Dallas and Arlington and Fort Worth, you may have been at a bar, you may have been at a Londoner, or at the Londoner with the English crowd or whatever, but it is so spread out that odds are you haven't experienced it.
Yeah.
You haven't seen a huge group of people from Argentina, from England, from Japan, from Sweden, from the Netherlands, unless you were really lucky to be at a specific place. And so the communal aspect is either the Fan Fest in Fair Park or the game. That's really it.
Yep.
Because we're too spread out. And so you really get a sense of it, and you get a sense of what this event means. And man, it means everything. People dumping life savings to show up here for 6 weeks and live it out. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay, let's take a 3-minute break. Come back. I have a lot of audio that I would like to play from my Swedish friends, from my Japanese friends, et al. Next.
The Ticket.
Hey. I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
The Ticket. Still the number one rated all sports station in the DFW. That's on AM, FM, or anywhere else. All the time. Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310. The Tick.
Work in Progress will be live this Monday for the 2026 Friends of Mullen and Mullen Law Firm Charity Golf Tournament at Las Colinas Country Club, helping local charities like Scottish Rite Hospital, the SPCA of Texas, and more. More info at mullenandmullen.com.
All right, we are back. It is time for Friday fun. And I had Thursday fun yesterday being out at the World Cup game between Sweden and Japan. My traveling group was perfect. Cam and Mike and Robbie, we had an absolute blast. Sponsored by
American Leak Detection.
Thank you. And we ran into so many different people. So many Swedes, so many Japanese folks.
Whoa.
And I would like you to meet a few of them. First off, the song, which, Bob, you referenced this a couple or 10 days ago whenever you went out there to see Japan play, but there is one song that is, can you hear it on TV? Could y'all?
Yeah.
You can?
Uh-huh.
You can hear the chant. So this is what the, this is what it sounds like in the crowd when they're chanting the Nippon song. The drum never ends. Never. Nippon, Nippon, Nippon. So, I'm not joking, the whole game. And it just, it gets in your head and you don't even realize it's going on after a while. And they never stop singing. And so the guy sitting next to me, this is him, and I love this because he's singing the song, but there's action going on. And so you'll hear him start to sing the song, and then you'll hear him get excited because Japan almost scores a goal, and then he loops right back into the song. So it just, it never stops. You're either cheering
yep.
or singing the whole time.
Hey, how is your English?
No. This is him singing the song. Did I not send that to you? Yeah. He's either cheering, he turned off that. He's either cheering or singing the whole time. So at halftime, I got to know him. Now, Dave, before we play this, you're going to laugh. And I know the exact point of when you are going to laugh, okay?
Okay.
So.
Hold on, Dave.
There is a moment of. Well, just listen. Here's our Japanese friend.
Hey, how is your English? Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, where are you from?
I'm from Japan.
Tokyo?
Yes, I'm from Tokyo.
Tokyo, okay. So, how long have you been here?
In the States?
Yes.
It's going to be almost 7 years.
Oh, where do you live?
As a researcher.
Richardson?
Researcher.
Where's that?
Academia. Research.
Oh, okay, research.
Researcher.
Okay, so where are you?
In the state of Michigan.
Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, so you came down here for the games?
Yes.
Okay, did you come? How long have you been in Dallas?
Today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow?
Yeah.
And you did you drive or fly?
Fly.
You fly?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All so right. Have you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, he did sound that way.
Yeah, look. The alphabet's different. There are different sounds required.
We're the morons that can't speak two languages, and we're mocking.
I know this guy. Okay, it goes on.
Ever been to Dallas before?
This is the first time for me.
You like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where are you staying? Where are you staying? What? Are you at a hotel?
Like a little bit, like a 20 or 30 minutes from here.
Okay.
Drive.
And are you in Dallas or Fort Worth? You know.
Addison. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people staying there. But you've had fun.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're used to being in America. What is your what research? What type of research?
I'm doing the research of pediatric neurology.
Oh.
So, children's brain.
Yeah.
I'm also a neurosurgeon.
You're a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Oh my god.
In Japan.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Do you have kids?
No, unfortunately, I'm single.
Okay. I mean, a neurosurgeon, you should have... All right.
Hopefully.
We're going to find you someone here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Thank you.
All right, man. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So...
No way.
He did it again. It never stops. It never, ever stops. Yeah, neurosurgeon. He works on children's brains.
I'll marry that guy if no one else wants to jump on.
Good-looking guy, too. I was like, what? Can you imagine the amount of money that guy has? How much he's probably being paid to get from Japan over here and work in Michigan and all that? Like, he's got all the money. So before the game, we met our Swedish friends. And they were all at Texas Live, and they're all, you know, all Scandinavian and all that. They just stereotypical blonde-headed, blue-eyed folks, you know. It was great to see, and there was four of them standing there. And they start to do their song, their song. And we're like, wait, go again. And so this is how it all started.
Kan vi få se alla de hundratusen man?
Trout Gabber Court, what does it mean?
It means
kick some ass?
Yeah,
Yeah. Somehow, but not offensive.
It's hard to translate. It's hard to translate.
It's like you water like, flowers.
It's like drink beer.
Chanapo.
So, pause it there. Chanapo. It's like water flowers or drink beer. I'm like, what? And then finally, he's like, you can't translate it. I'm like, water flowers or drink beer? That's the meaning of the chant? All right.
We're from Sweden with 100,000 men.
Yes. Okay.
It's so easy.
And it kind of they kind of sound like an SNL bit. Like it's stereotypical. Like we are from Sweden. And like the Swedish chef or something. All right, go on.
When did you guys get over here?
A week ago, 5 days. You did come earlier than me, though. Stockholm? No, south of Sweden. So, south of Sweden, near Malmo and Copenhagen. And
are you staying or are you going back?
We're staying, hopefully, if we move on to the next round.
So you'll stay?
Yeah.
Oh. So... how much money do you have to save for all this?
Lots of money. Yeah.
Maybe if we go through to the round of 32.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 or 6K.
Yeah. Where are you staying?
In Addison.
Addison.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the deal with Addison?
I don't know. I guess I got a lot of hotels.
How did they get
cheap?
All these people? All right, go on.
Dax Hotel is a Marriott Hotel.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we have a pool and stuff. So.
Okay.
Comfortable.
Nice. Cheers. You've been all over in Dallas. Why is that?
Not all over. I've been to Florida.
Yeah.
And I've been to Los Angeles.
Okay.
And now I've been to Houston and Dallas. And so far, Texas and Houston and Dallas has been the best one. So
why
far.
Is that?
The people are very nice, very talkative. You get to they always come forward to you and speak to us.
Yep.
And the atmosphere.
Yeah. Has the heat been too? Has it been too hot?
It's been really hot. It's been really hot. But it's been. You can handle it. You go outside and then you go into some place and it's fans and it's cool. We don't stay outside so much. So.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you have a pool at the hotel.
We do.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's really good.
What about the ladies in Dallas? You like them?
We do. We went to Stockyards yesterday.
Oh, you went to Stockyards? Yeah. No way. How was that?
It was great. Really good experience.
Okay, did you see all the cows and
bulls and all that? We did.
And all the cowboy hats?
Yeah.
Did you think before you came here that everyone wore those around here all the time? Did you think that every Texan had a cowboy hat?
No, not every Texan, because it's very modernized and everybody doesn't wear cowboy hats.
Yeah.
But it was a good experience to see Stockyards, because there everybody wore them.
Yes.
It was like old-time Texas.
Old West.
Yeah, Old West, exactly. The one you figured, if you think of Texas from the old times, that's the Stockyards.
Yes, gotcha.
It was a good experience. Awesome. Really good experience.
Well, good luck to you boys.
Thank you.
I'm off work for 8 weeks.
So many cheers, so many hugs. It was just great.
Yeah.
It was just great. And, these guys were so incredibly kind and, asking, why are you recording, and all that. I told them, and they were all excited. I mean, they're just the pure energy that emanates from any of it, pregame, during game, postgame. It's just indescribably cool.
You know, you just scratched the surface in that conversation, but I wonder, nationwide, really continent-wide, how many World Cup fun babies are there going to be?
I know. Seriously, I know. And, like we were talking about, so they're here for 6 weeks, hopefully.
That is so nuts.
Right, and that's their, and they said this off the, when I stopped recording, that's their vacation for the year, is 7 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever, and they're just kind of blowing it right now. Other people in the stadium from Sweden were saying that, two guys in particular told me and Cameron that they got there, so the game was Thursday, they flew in on Wednesday, and they were leaving tomorrow. Like, that's, they're here for
really
less than
turn.
72 hours, and they're going back. This was their game. So that was kind of what I was, you know, it's one thing to spend $8,000-$10,000 or whatever for 6 weeks. I bet you there are a lot of people who picked a game and said, this is how we're going to do it. These guys connected in Toronto to fly in here and, you know, again, are spending no time here. Ask them about restaurants, and they're like, all we've done is DoorDashed. Because they only were for a short time, and then they had nachos at the game. They're like, we love the nachos. And then they bought us a beer. We were standing in line, and for no reason at all, these dudes that were 25 years old handed me and Cameron a beer. I was like, God, you don't have to do that. It was so nice.
They're such nice Swedes.
It's the international language of love.
Beer.
Beer.
But kudos to Sweden. Kudos to Japan. Kudos to Arlington. What a day, man. What a day.
It is what a day.
And they both went through.
And they both went through. And, it, yeah, that game mattered a lot. Like, that was a hotly contested event. Sweden really, really wanted to win that game.
Yeah, they're off to New York City.
The Swedes
so
are?
So they can play France
in the round of
32.
Ugh. Well, who does Japan have?
At least they know that they won't be spending any more money after that.
Yeah.
They have our friends from Brazil. Monday at noon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the match we might go see.
Interested.